With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Governor Steve Bullock is directing landlords to not evict tenants who are not able to pay rent while a statewide stay-at-home order is in place. The directive comes as reported cases of the novel coronavirus continue to grow in the state. Unemployment has skyrocketed around the nation and in Montana as businesses close and workers are laid off.
Now, let me be clear. This directive, it's not a free pass on rent or on home debt. Tenants and homeowners still need to meet their obligations and should do so on time where they can. But so long as this virus forces Montanans to stay home to save lives, Montanans need a home to stay in.
Bullock says the order also prohibits late fees or other penalties due to late or non-payment of rent during the stay-at-home order. It also stops residential foreclosures due to non-payment. The governor says his directive does not provide state funding to landlords. Bullock's stay-at-home order lasts through April 10th. On Tuesday afternoon, Bullock announced the fifth death in Montana due to the COVID-19 illness. The Trump administration is moving to scale back criminal enforcement of a century-old law protecting most American wild bird species. The former director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says billions of birds could die if the government does not hold companies liable for accidental bird deaths. On the edge of the Berkeley Pit, a former open-pit copper mine in Butte, sirens and the pop of propane cannons are meant to keep geese, swans, and ducks from landing on a lake of toxic water. Montana Resources says it will keep up efforts to scare birds away after thousands landed and later died in 2016. A 977-acre expansion of Montana's largest coal mine located near the Wyoming border has been approved, according to state regulators. The Billings Gazette reported the Montana Department of Environmental Quality gave its final approval of the expansion of Spring Creek Mine on Monday, extending the life of the mine by 4 years to 2031. Department officials say the expansion includes about 72 million tons of coal and is expected to keep production at about 18 million tons a year during the extension. Officials also expect the project to produce up to $59.5 million in taxes for the state and employ up to 340 workers. Navajo Transitional Energy Company bought the 275-worker Spring Creek strip mine and two mines in Wyoming last year from bankrupt Cloud Peak Energy. The mine shut down briefly in October when a dispute over tribal sovereignty emerged. A tribal sovereign immunity waiver was provided by the company March 12th and cleared the way for the permitting process. The new owner of large tracts of Montana timberland says it does not intend to break long-standing access agreements, allowing people to use the lands for hunting and fishing. Georgia-based Southern Pine Plantations Incorporated completed the purchase on March 26th of nearly 1,000 square miles from timber giant Weyerhaeuser Company. The new owner said it has no intention of changing historic public access, particularly in its oversight of one of the largest private parcels under an agreement with the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department for about 922 square miles. Conservation groups are suing the U.S. government over livestock grazing in a western Wyoming forest, saying grizzly bears are too often killed by ranchers and wildlife managers for pursuing cattle in such settings. Forest officials decided in October to allow livestock grazing to continue across more than 260 square miles in the Green River headwaters of Bridger-Teton National Forest. Federal biologists found that as many as 72 grizzly bears could be killed if necessary in the area over a decade without harming the overall grizzly population in the greater Yellowstone area. The bears are classified as a threatened species. A Canadian company says it plans to start construction of the disputed Keystone XL oil pipeline running from Canada through the U.S. in April after lining up customers and funding. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
TC Energy says it'll kick off construction on the oil pipeline in Phillips County, Montana, while also enforcing social distancing and screening to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 illness caused by the novel coronavirus. TC Energy spokesperson Sarah Rayburn says there could be up to 100 workers on site during peak times, although usually fewer.
Some of the measures that are in place right now is working primarily with local workers. Basically, a lot of orientation information on COVID expectations, awareness and prevention, and using health and safety personnel to kind of monitor all of those guidelines that are in place and at site.
Bozeman-based Barnard Construction Company is the primary contractor. Barnard Construction Company's COVID-19 preparation plan includes COVID-19 training for workers, self-reporting of symptoms, and maintenance of a daily log at all locations to account for personnel comings and goings. The U.S.-Canada border is closed to non-essential travel. TC Energy says no equipment or people are crossing that border. Energy production and construction are considered exempt from Governor Steve Bullock's stay-at-home directive. Environmentalists and some American Indian tribes bitterly oppose the pipeline's construction. Calgary-based TC Energy says the provincial Alberta government will invest $1.1 billion to cover construction costs through 2020. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening to Montana Public Radio News.